Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. Today Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Daf Yud Amid Beis on the bottom line. So we're talking. Most of the Daf today is about mezuzahs. Man Tana Lehudatana Rabbanan. Who said the following? Kol Sha'arim Shahayu Sham. All gates in the Beis Hamikdash Lo Hayu Lehem Mezuzah did not have a mezuzah. No gate had a mezuzah. Chutz Mishar Nikinor, except for the Nikinor gate. Why? Shelufnim Mimenu Lishkas Parhedrin. Because that led to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So just like we said yesterday, the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah. What? What does it mean? Shelufnim Mimenu. Inside of it was the Lishkas Parhedrin.
Look at the wall.
So you have to look at that map.
Yeah, it was inside the wall, but you get the
So where's the Lishkas Parhedrin?
It's up in the top.
So how does the Shar Nikinor go into that? I'm not 100% sure. What? Yeah, but why is that considered half the mezuzah? Because it's like the antechamber to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So you put a mezuzah there, you put a mezuzah there. No, because it's not true. I'm looking at the map here. When you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, when you walk into Shar Nikinor, right?
What number is the Shar Nikinor?
Chaf Dalad. Shar Nikinor is right by the, you see, by the circle, those circular steps?
Yeah.
That's the Shar Nikinor.
Oh, okay.
Now, where's the Shar, where's the Lishkas Parhedrin?
It is.
Yeah. It's right next to
it. It's on the wall, so it's the eastern side.
It says Lishkas Pinchas HaMalbush.
No, it's number 24.
No, I have a different map than you. I have a different...
We're looking at it.
Yeah?
That's Lishkas.
Oh. Okay, okay.
Can I go through that?
Oh, it's on the opposite side of the Lishkas HaGazes?
Let's just say that. Give me a second.
All the way on the other side?
Yeah. This is Lishkas HaGola.
This is the Gola. Okay, fine.
It's here.
Oh, it is up there. Oh, up there. Okay, fine. I got it. Oh, inside. I see. Okay, very good.
Then it's not outside the wall. It's inside the wall.
Right, but the question is it in a Kodesh place? So we said it is in a Kodesh place.
Yes,
it is. Wherever the sequestering for the Paraduma was not there. That was somewhere else.
This is an exception that you can actually sleep there.
Correct. Anyway, so that should have mezuzah also. Now, Lema Rabbanan hi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. This can only be the Rabbanan, this can't be Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, he goofa gzeira. The whole Parhedrin was a gzeira. So you shouldn't think you're in a prison. The whole thing, v'ana nekam v'nigzar gzeira l'gzeira? So make a gzeira on top of that? Another gzeira to a gzeira? Ah, feel te Rabbi Yehuda. Kula chada gzeira hi. It's all one big gzeira. Fine. Now that we said that, now the Gemara is going to talk about the mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, Bisharecha, on your gate. Right? Echad, Sharibatim, whether it's the gate of your house. Notice how we're going to go from a small area to a bigger area. Starts with your house. Vechad, Sharichateros, and the door of your chatzar. Vechad, Shari Medinos, the door of your city. Vechad, Shari, Medina means your Medina. Vechad, Shari Ayaros, and the door of your city. So Medina is bigger than a city. Why does the Gemara put Medina before a city? Medina's bigger. Medina's the whole country. Why does Rashi do that? Why does the Gemara do that? I don't know. Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, Echad Sharim is, Yesh Medina, what's a Medina? Mukafos Harim, surrounded by mountains, Vayarim Bekama Parsos, the Arim and forests for many, many Parsa, the Ein Yotzim Mimena Elodel Sharim. The only way to get in or out is with a road with a gate. So that's why it's called the Shar Medina. Kigon Eretz Hagar. Like the land of Hagar. What's the land of Hagar?
Hungary.
Hungary. Hungary was surrounded by mountains, the Carpathian Mountains, and the only, that's Rashi saying, and the only way in was like really one road to get in.
Maybe
and that,
Rashi's
what?
Maybe Rashi's
and that road had a gate. Now again, why Rashi puts it out of order, I don't know. The Gemara puts it out of order. Anyway, Yesh behem chovas mitzvah l'makom, That's a mechovas mitzvah. Mishum shenemar, it says, "Ksafta mamazos pesach ovisharecha." All that has to have a mezuzah. Amalei Abaye Rav Safra.
I don't understand. The obligation is only on Jews.
Right.
What?
It must have been. It must have been. You're right. You're right. It has to be that it's Jewish. Jewish. What? Yeah, we'll see in a second. Look at the very next Gemara. Amalei Abaye Rav Safra. Hani abuli de mechuzah. The gated mechuzah. Rashi says mechuzah. She shari ir sheshma mechuzah. For Yeruban Yisrael. It's mostly Jews. There are cities in America where if there was a date, there's no question that Jews would put a mezuzah on it. Right?
Yeah.
Why? Because they're mostly Jews and they'll force it. They'll push. No question about it. There's cities like that in America. Same thing in Bavel. There's mechuzah. All Jews live there. And there's a gate that put up a mezuzah. So he says them back, no. My time low of the, why not? 1 second. Yeah. Mechuzah, Abu de Mechuzah, the gate of Mechuzah, my time low of the Rabbanah mezuzah. Why didn't they put a mezuzah there? Amalei. No, because Hanu Chazak la'akra de kuchi hu daviti. That gate's just there to support the building. Whatever. The gate's there to support a building. There must have been a building built on top of it, and the gate was just there for support. So it's not really a gate. So Amalei, what do you mean? Vakwa de kubi gufa tiboy mezuzah. Daha it's be shomer diwa la shomer besar surim. But the gate itself, that, but it needs a, but there's a building there. And that building, someone lives in there, the guard, whatever. So it should be a mezuzah for that reason. Daha tanya, besa knesses, sheesh bo bes diwa la chazan akneses, chayav me mezuzah. A besa knesses, which nobody sleeps in a nobody lives in a besa knesses. So minatori, you don't need a mezuzah on, minatori, you don't need a mezuzah on the besa knesses. But if there's a room for the chazan to sleep, like a little bit of room, that needs a mezuzah. So this guardhouse, this whatever it is, this building needs a mezuzah. Somebody lives there. Ela amar abaye mishum sakana. It's a sakana. What's a sakana? Sakana. What are the goyim? What are these Jews doing over here? With this witchcraft, putting up these scrolls. And it's a sakana. D'tanya. I'm not 100% sure why the Gemara brings this down here. This has nothing to do with the sakana. Mezuzah yachid. A mezuzah in your house. Nivdekes pa'amayim b'shavua. You should check it twice every 7 years. V'shal rabim, and if it's a public mezuzah, pa'amayim b'yovel. Twice a yovel. Twice every 50 years. Says Rashi. Pa'amayim b'yovel. There's Rashi. Kol davar shu shal rabim. If it's a public thing, something has to get done in public. Ein l'hatriach alav harbe. We don't make such a tzirch on you. Not going to make you do it twice every 7 years. No, twice every 50 years. Why? She'im tatriach, if you do burden you, ye kol echad omer yasu chaveirai. Everyone's going to say, hey, he's going to do it. Right? We all know that. When it comes to the shul and public things, he'll do it. No one does it. So the Gemara, they will make it on you. For a public thing, every 50 years, twice every 50 years. Why doesn't it say every 3.5 years? And why doesn't it say every 25 years? Twice in the oval. Why doesn't it say regular? Every 25 years, check the mezuzah.
I thought you don't have to. I thought you just do it like after 10 and then after
40. Who said that?
I thought that was the case.
No, it says twice every 50 years. What, you're going to check it in year 1 and year 2 and then not check it for 48 years? I don't know, does that make sense?
Well,
it doesn't make sense to do it like that.
Part of not being Mashiach, he was not giving you the deadline. So if you didn't get to it within the first 3.5 years, and you get to it in three quarter years, you're fine.
Uh-huh.
It's part of that not being Mashiach.
Right, I hear. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa, there was a story, this is the Sakana part. There was a story, Bar Tivon, who was some kind of sofer, Echad, some sofer, Shayubodek mezuzos b'shuk ha'elyon shel Tipori. He was checking mezuzos in the shuk in Tipori. Umatzu kazder echad, and some officer came, v'natal mimenu 1,000 zuz, and he fined him 1,000 zuz. So, that's not a sakana. So I'm not 100% sure what's going on here, right? So somehow, there's a sakana, if you're going to have a mezuzah on the door of the city, there are goyim there. Not every single person who lives there is Jewish. And is it a cause sakana?
Well, he was fined for witchcraft. So if it was putting up some amulet, then that's...
In other words, he was fined for witchcraft just for checking the scroll. Imagine if he actually put it up, it would be a sakana. Okay, fine. Ah, if I'm Rabbi Lazar, shluch in mitzvah enon izakin. That if you do a mitzvah, you don't get hurt. No, that's true. Hecha, hecha, de kviya b'dehezeka, shiny. But if it's, you can't say, well, I'm going to go daven mincha, so I'm going to run through traffic. I'm throwing a mincha that. No. That's ridiculous. If it's a common occurrence of hezek, of course, you don't do that. To say I'm going to go fly to do a mitzvah, okay, so general, Hashem protects you. There's some kind of protection. Doesn't mean you could go ahead and do this and walk into some dangerous situation. Can't do that. Oh, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'll be protected. No, of course not. Dechsev, like it says, V'yomer Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Eich elech, how can I go? V'shama Shol, Shol will hear me. V'argeid, he'll kill me. So go bringing a carbon. Then you'll be protected. But if it's a hezek, if it's a serious hezek, of course you can't go. So here, of course you can put up a mezuzah in someone else's town. The goyim are going to think who knows what, right? Yeah, but it doesn't protect you. You start up with a goy. You're not going to protect you. What are you starting up with a goy for? Even if he's claiming it's a mitzvah. Okay. Now we're going to read like four brises. And they all have to do with the same topic. Rooms or houses or storehouses that don't really deserve a mezuzah. So, Tani Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana taught the following. Kameh de Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana taught, the names are important. Rav Kahana taught in front of Rav Yehuda the following brisa. Beis HaTeven, a house of straw, where you keep the straw, a barn or something. Beis HaBakar, a barn. Beis HaEitim, the woodshed. Beis HaOtros, other kinds of storehouse sheds, all these places are patur min mezuzah. They're patur from mezuzah. Why? Rav Kahana brings a brisa that gives a reason. Mipnei shehanashim noasos bahen. Because the women, noasos means comes from the word hana. They get hana there. My noasos, what does that mean? That means rochatzos. They want some privacy. The husband says, go to the shed, it's cold. Don't there. Go shower there. Go get yourself ready over there. Okay? So therefore, says Rashi, Noasos loshon hana. The word Noasos means hana. Umishum demakom genaihu, it's a genai, shomedes sham arumos, they're going to be there not wearing any clothing. Ain kovet shemayim lios sham mezuzah. It's not appropriate a mezuzah should be there. Which is why Noasos mezuzah is in the bathroom. It's not appropriate. That's why in these, this way, so what Rav Kahana say to Rav Yehuda? There's no mezuzahs in these places. Why not? That's where the women are. He didn't say that there's no mezuzah in a woodshed because it's a woodshed. That's not what he said. There's no mezuzah because the women hang out there. That's where they prepare themselves, they can shower there. So it's not appropriate. Okay? Now.
Presumably, if Tom the Chacham says, I'm going down to the woodshed to learn because it's the only place I can get peace and quiet.
So then it's a deer, no? So it says the Netziv, wait a minute. So really it requires a mezuzah. Right, really? So according to this, it requires a mezuzah, but we're not putting a mezuzah on because the women go there. But really, it requires a mezuzah. So what kind of thing is that? If it requires a mezuzah, why aren't you putting a mezuzah? She can't go there. Let her go somewhere else. Let her go to the bathroom. Or go to the bathhouse. With the bathhouse, a whole house, a whole store dedicated for to go to the bath and go take showers. There's no mezuzah there. Not in your house. So then it seems something fascinating. He says there's no isser to live in a house without a mezuzah. There is an isser to wear tzitzis without tzitzis. To wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis is an avera. To go to a house without a mezuzah is not an avera. You might remember vatal a mitzvah, maybe that's true. It's not an avera. So to say they can't go there, we can't live there, that's not true. Anyway, Amar Leibra of Yehuda, Taima de Rochatzos. So you're telling me the reason is because women go there. Hastama. But if it was stam a shed, a woodshed, chayavin, it would be chayavin mezuzah. That's what it sounds like. You're telling me the reason is because women. And what if it wasn't women? Then it's chayavin mezuzah. Votanya, but there's a brisa that says, refes bakar, a barn, pitur min mezuzah. It's pata from mezuzah, it doesn't say anything about women. A barn, by definition, is pata from mezuzah. Why? Because no one lives there, only animals live there. Animals are not chayav in mezuzah. Elamai noasos. What does it mean, noasos? It doesn't mean showering. It means miskashtos. It means to put on makeup and put on jewelry. They go there, there's a nice mirror there. They go put on makeup and jewelry over there. V'hachi katani. And here's how we're going to read the first brisa. Afal pi shanashim miskashtos behen. Even though women go down there to put on makeup. Piturin. It's still putter. Why? It's not a base dira. Even if she hangs out there once a week to put on some makeup, it's not a base dira, live there. Amalei Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says back to Rav Yehuda, V'anashim miskash, V'shehanashim, Amalei Rav Kahana, V'shehanashim miskash, tos pehem piturin. And if women go there, they're and if women are there, it's pater, Vatanya, Refes Bakar, Petur Min HaMezuzah, a bard is pater, V'shehanashim miskash, V'pehem chayevis min mezuzah. But if the women go there to put on makeup, it's chayev mezuzah. So what's going on? It's a contradiction, right? Elamai Islach HaLameimar, how are you going to distinguish all these cases? Miskash dos tanoihi. The answer must be machlokas about this. One brisa says that it's only if one brisa says if a woman puts on makeup there, it's chayiv. One brisa says it's potter. It must be a machlokas tanoim. That must be there's no other way to explain it. Ludidinami. So I'll say the same thing. You asked me about stam. Stama nami, stama tanoihi. It's stam also is a machlokas. What if the house is, the woodshed is stam? Stam a woodshed. Women don't go there, not just a woodshed. Everyone has that. Is it chayiv a mezuzah or not? Do you ever put a mezuzah on a shed? Never. Never. Why? No one lives there. Because we're going to pass it, no one lives there. Titania. It says beisecha. There's a fourth brisa. It says beisecha. Tanya beisecha. Beisecha hamayuchad lach. It's a house that you live in there. Prat lebeisa teven, a straw, some kind of storage room, beisa bakar, a barn, beisa etim, the woodshed, beisa otros, different kind of storehouse, peturim and amezuzah. They're all potter. V'yesh mechayavin and some achayev. Right, classic brisa. Potter but some achayev. Be'emez amru, beisa kisei, a bathroom, beisa borsiki with a tan hides. Beis HaMerchat, a mikvah or a bathhouse. Beis HaTfila, a mikvah. Sha'anashim no'asos behen, and when the women go there to go to the mikvah. Peturim min HaMezuzah. It's all potter from mezuzah. Now, each of these Amorayim, Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, are going to explain it in their way. Rav Kahana mitaret l'taimei, Rav Yehuda mitaret l'taimei. Rav Kahana mitaret l'taimei. Beis Secha ha-meyuchad lach. It's your house. Prat. Lebeis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitim, Beis HaOtros, Shevetur Min HaMezuzah, Bistam. Right? Stam is Pater. V'yesh, Shemechayivim Bistam. And sometimes, even if it's Stam a woodshed, it's Chayiv. Why? Be'emes Amru, Beis HaKisei, Beis HaBorsiki, Beis HaMerchats, Beis HaTfila, V'shanashim Noasos Behen, Umay Noasos, and what does Noasos mean? It means Rochatzos. Peturim Min HaMezuzah, they're Pater from Mezuzah. So what do you see from here? That if a woman goes there, everyone holds his potter. Yes. Stam, it's a machlokas. So therefore he said, stam is a machlokas. That's what I said. Stam, a stam woodshed. The women don't go there. It's a machlokas. Some say yes, some say no. Ihachi hainu merchats. So that's the same thing as a merchats. Because we said beis merchats, and then we said women go to the merchats. Same thing. Well, Ashmin and Merchatz de Rabin, Vashmin and Merchatz de Yachid. No, there's two kinds of bathhouses. There's a bathhouse on the avenue where people go in, go to the mikvah. People go to the mikvah. You go to the mikvah, there's other people there, right? You go to the bathhouse, other people there. Then I have my own private bathhouse. So, and both are Pater Mezuzah. Why both? Because to talk about the Merchatz de Rabin, a public bathhouse, the Nafish Zuhama, it's very smelly. It's very, 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 very not a place of a mezuzah. Right? Aval Merchatz de Yachid, my private bathhouse, I'm the only one who goes there. The little nafish duma, it's not so terrible. It's just I'm the only one there. Eimal lechayev mezuzah, kamashlan no mezuzah there. And now Rav Yehuda mitaret l'tameh. Rav Yehuda is going to explain the brisa to fit his shita. Hachi ketani. Beisecha, what does Beisecha mean? Beisecha ha-meyuchad lach. A house you live in. Prad lebeis ha-teven, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitim, beis ha-otros, shepetur min ha-mezuzah. They're all pater from mezuzah. Afilu miskashdos. Even if a woman goes in there to put on makeup, also pater. Why? That's not a base dira. V'yesh mechayvin. There are somewhere yechayvin mezuzah. B'miskashdos. Even when you put on makeup. Avo b'stam, but if it's stam a room, stam a woodshed, divya kol pater. Everyone holds your pater. B'emes amru, Then in truth, we also said, Beis HaKise, Beis HaBorsaki, Beis HaMerachat, Beis HaTvila, Afal Pi Shanashim Miskashtos Ben, even if women use it to put on makeup, Peturman HaMezuzah, it's Pater from Mezuzah, Mishom Denafish, Zuhama. Because it's a very smelly place, it's not a place for Mezuzah, fine. Ulur of Yehuda, Stama, Divya Kol Pater, when in court of Yehuda, everyone holds that a Stam woodshed is Pater, whether women are there or not, everyone holds that. For Tanya, we have another brisa, fifth brisa. It says Bisharecha on your gates. Echad Shari Batim. Well, we started off with this brisa. The gate of your house. Echad Shari Chateros. The gate of your chatzar. Echad Shari Medinos. The gate of the city. The gate of the country. Echad Shari Ayaros. The gate of the cities. Now more. For Refes is a barn. The Lulin is a chicken coop. Umetaven, a straw, a woodshed, a shed for straw. Otros Yayin, the wine cellar. Otros Shemen, the oil cellar. Chayav and b'mezuzah. They're chayav. Why are they chayav? A wine, why should a wine cellar not be chayav? Right? It's part of your house. V'yachol shani marbe, maybe I'll include af beishar achsadra umar peset. Different kinds of porches. Tamad lomar bayis. No, it's just a bayis. Ma bayis miyuchad ladira. It looks like a house. People all live in a house. Yotu Elish Amy Yuchin Ladira. Nobody lives in a porch. Nobody lives in a toll booth. Like a toll booth. Nobody lives in such a thing. Yachal Shanimar Ba'af Beis HaKise Beis HaBorsiki. I'll include a bathroom and a tanning room. Beis HaMerchah, it's Beis HaTfila, a mikvah and a bathhouse. Tamadoma Bayis. Ma Bayis HaOsur L'Chavod. A bayis is used for kavod, for honor. Af Kol HaSu L'Chavod. So to any house used for honor. Yotu Elu. Excluded are these, Shane and Sun Lakavod. They're not used for honor. They used to go to the bathroom. They used to go to the mikvah. Yeah, it's things that people do. Nothing wrong with them. Just not, you don't put a mezuzah there. Yachal Shanimar Ba'af Harabayis Valishkos Vazaros. Maybe I should have put the mezuzah on all the rooms in the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe I should do that. Tamad Lama Bayis. Says Bayis. Ma Bayis Shehu Chol. Af Kol Shehu Chol. Only mundane things. Yatu Elu Shehen Kodesh. Excluded here are Kodesh things. What's the Kasha? So we started off, it's a long Brisa. The Kasha is that the beginning of the Brisa said, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a barn is Pater according to everybody. I'm sorry. He held that a barn is potter according to... Everyone holds a barn is potter, but this price said it's chayiv. Sometimes it's chayiv. And the answer is, Tiyofta, Rav Yehuda is wrong, and according to Rav Kahana, there's a machlokes by a barn. But according to Rav Yehuda, he's wrong. So, okay. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, kamed de Rava. Shisha she'ar b'turman ha-mezuzah. There are six types of doorways that are pater from mezuzah. Beis HaTeven, a straw house. Beis HaBakar, a barn. Beis HaEitim, the woodshed. Beis HaOtros, any kind of shed. Shar HaMadai, which is a circular, arch, thank you. Get old, you start to lose the words. An archway, pater from mezuzah. The Shar She'ena Mekora, If a doorway doesn't have a roof, nothing on top of it? So we're going to get to that. So he includes an arch. An arch where it doesn't have a mezuzah. And the sixth one was an arch, an entranceway that doesn't have a top. You know, they have them sometimes. And v'shar she'en a gvoh yud. Or a door that's not even 10 tefachim tall. So, amalei, patachta b'shisha uv'slekes b'shiva. You told me there are six rooms, six doors. You mentioned seven. He says, yeah, because Amalei Shar HaMadai Tanoihi. I mentioned Shar HaMadai, which is an arch. There's only machlokes about that. It's not so simple. Now we're going to spend time on that. Ditanya, Kippa, an archway. Rav Meir Mechayev in Mezuzah. Rav Meir says it's Chayev in Mezuzah. V'chachamim Potrin. The Chachamim say it's Potter. Since it's a machlokes, he put it on the list. It's only half a list. It's only half a story, right? Because it's a machlokes about it. So I give you a seventh one. It's like six and a half, really. Now, Vishavim, everybody agrees about this arch. Shem yesh barag leha asara shechayavis b'mezuzah. That if it has 10 tvachim tall, it's chayav in a mezuzah. Everyone agrees to that. In other words, if there's 10 tvachim before the arch even begins, then it's chayav. Everyone agrees to that. And now Rabbi says even more. Amar Rabbi, no, wait one second. The kula yalma, everybody agrees, gavoa yud, that if it's 10 tvachim tall, but ve'ein barag leha gimel, but it's not you don't have a straight wall for at least three tvachim. In other words, if the arch starts so low, it starts to arch literally at the ground, within three tvachim of the ground, everyone holds the mezuzah there.
Is there a law for how tall a door has to be in order for it to have a mezuzah?
I mean, how high?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Right? So if it doesn't even have a wall of at least three tvachim before the arch begins, it's nothing. Inami or yesh barag leha gimel. If it does have that, it's three tvachim tall as a straight wall before the arch begins. But ve'ein gavoa yud. But it's not even 10 tvachim tall, the whole arch. Lav klumi, it's nothing. Lo nechleku, what's the machlokus about? Ela b'gavoa yud. It's 10 tvachim tall. V'yesh barag leha gimel, and yeah, there's a wall of three tvachim before the arch starts to begin. Before it starts to arch. There is. However, v'ein baruchav adalad, but the arch is not four tvachim wide. The wall is not, the arch is not four tvachim wide. However, v'yesh lo lachok lahashlim la'arba, but I could break out the wall and make it that wide. It's a very narrow thing, but I could push it out. So if I push it out, it's like a halachic fiction. If I push it out, do we consider it as if it's already pushed out? Remeir Savar, Chokik and Lahashlam. We'll view the arch as if it has the requisite shear, because it could have the shear. V'chachamim, Rabban and Savri, in Chokik and Lahashlam. No, we don't do that.
What does it mean that we could push it out? You could break down the wall?
Yeah.
So the Lachman said the same thing about height also.
So when it comes to height, so here's the story. We learned a few things. There are a few things in the world in Judaism that if it's too high, it's no good. A menorah, a sukkah can't be more than 20 amos tall. A menorah, a mavui, right? I never said anything about a mezuzah.
Right, but no. My question is the opposite. If you have a doorpost that's too low or too
high, why can't you break up? Maybe you could.
Say that you could just break out.
Maybe he holds you could. There's other gemaras where this comes up. So, Tana Rabbanan, Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaIsha, what's a Beis HaIsha?
A woman's house.
Oh,
that's like Sarah's tent.
Something like that, right, exactly. Beis HaShutfin, a house owned by partners, Chayavis b'mezuzah. Are all Chayav b'mezuzah. Pshita, why should it not be Chayav b'mezuzah? Pshita, it's obvious, why not?
Well, we don't hold that way by synagogues.
One second. We didn't mention synagogues. Oh, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaIsha, Pshita. Ma'adatim, I would have thought Beisecha, V'lo Beisa. The Gemara only answers the woman. I would have thought Beisecha, V'lo Beisa. It says Beisecha, your house, V'lo Beisa, not her house, V'lo Batehem, not their house. Kamash Malan. No, their house, her house. Asks the Shabbos Aryeh, right? One second. The whole Torah is written in masculine. What kind of havamin was this? Well, it says, Beisecha, your house, and it's masculine, it would exclude a woman. The whole Torah is written like that. And we know, every mitzvah that's not Zman Grama applies to men and women. What kind of thing is this? Right? He gives an unbelievable answer. Listen to this answer. He says, the parsha of the Hayim Shemoa is said completely. The entire parsha is plural. And Vayim Shema Tishma'u, all of you. And then you come to the pasuk of mezuzah, and it's written in singular. Beisecha. So there's a havmin. Maybe it only includes men. The whole parsha is written in plural, except for this one pasuk. It's such a pickup. Such a good pickup. And therefore the Gemara says, well, maybe it doesn't include women. Right? No, it includes women too. Okay.
Did you say before that something that's kedusha, you don't need a mezuzah? So why is it
The Beis HaKnesses Yeron Taka.
What David says.
No, on the woman part. On the woman part.
It says right here, Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaYishuv, Beis
HaYishuv. Shotfil.
Require what? Before we say.
Oh, maybe this whole chvez, or maybe it's the room next where the chazan sleeps. Right.
I think there's a distinction between a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMidrash.
The Beis HaKnesses is more of a reason not to have a mezuzah. Nothing else goes on there, just davening. Beis HaMidrash is where they learn and they.
That's like a community.
Right, it's a community center. Right. Yeah. So everyone builds a shul today on Tanai of that.
Right.
So you couldn't have a kiddush in here.
Right.
Right. So everyone builds it like it's a Beis HaMidrash. Right. So okay. So one second. Maybe Hachana. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's taka only men. Maybe only men. How do you know not? Omar Kro, it says Laman Yirba Yemeichem Bimei Bneichem. You're gonna get life. What Hani Boy Chai Vahani Lo Boy Chai? What only men need life and not women? Of course not. Ella Beisecha Blomali. So why does it say Beisecha? If only men and not women. If it's both, why does it say like that? Your house and masculine. Kidderava Damarava Derech Biascha. It's the way you walk in. It says Beis Echa, the way you walk in. V'chi akar inish kare diyamina akar bereisha. When you walk in, you put your right foot first, which is why the mezuzah is on the right side when you walk in, because you put your right foot first. That's how people walk. Most people are righties, and there's such a thing as a righty by a foot also. So when you walk, your right foot goes first. That's why it says Beis Echa. Don't have to say it. Of course, women are included. Of course, they also need life. Right? Okay. Tanya Iduch, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaShutfin, Beis HaIsha, Metamim Ben Agoyim. A shul could have tzaras, a house owned by a woman could have tzaras, and partnership house can have tzaras. So pshita, not obvious. Ma'ad Detema, Uba Asher Lo Abayis, Lo, V'lo La, goes to his house. Doesn't say go to her there. Lo, V'lo Lohen, Kamash Malah, no, even women too. Ve'ma Hachanami, maybe women also. Amakra, Babayis Eretz Achuzaschem. No, it's any house. So then Ella Lo Lamali, why does it say low? Mishimiyachid Beso Lo, Shane wrote, so listen to this. Why does it say low? Because Hashem, it's unbelievable word. Hashem says, I'm going to give tzaras to him. Who's him? The guy, whenever you ask to borrow something, oh, I don't have that. Sorry, I can't let this. I don't have. Hashem says, really? You don't have anything? I'll bring you tzaras. You're going to take everything out of you, and everyone's going to see what a liar you were. That's the guy I'm going to give tzaras to. Homer Kodesh Bar, where is it? Mishim Yachid Lo Beso, Lo. Shein Erotz Elisho Kalev. I don't want to lend anything. V'omar, Shein Lo. I don't have. Oh, you want that? I don't have knives in my house. You don't have knives in your house? No, I don't have. Homer Kodesh Bar, Mefarsimo. Kodesh Bar will expose him. Kishif and Nibafana as Beso, right? We have to take everything out of the house. I'm kind of, such a guy. We've got to look at this guy. Would never lend me anything he didn't have. Of course he has. Prat, you know who won't get tzaras? Lamashal Kalev Lacherim. Somebody who lends to others won't get tzaras. He's a good person. So he's never going to get exposed. That's why it says low. That's the guy Hashem is going to go after. Beis HaKnesses, Mimit HaMimit HaGoyim. Beis HaKnesses can get tzaras? V'otanya, Yochel Yeh Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Mimit HaMimit HaGoyim. I would think they can get tzaras. Talmud Lomar, Ubar Shalom Abayis, Mishim Miyuchid Lo, Yotu Eilu Shein Miyuchid Lo. In other words, you're not only someone who you own the house. Nobody owns the shul. It's a public place. So there can't be tzaras there. Lo kasha, tzara kasha. Ha, when the Brisa said that a Beis HaKnesses can get tzaras, Reb Meir. Ha, Rabbanan. It's a different shita. Titania, Beis HaKnesses, Sheyesh Lo Beis Dira, L'chazar HaKnesses, Chai B'mezuzah. If a Beis HaKnesses has a room for the chazan, you put a mezuzah. Sheyesh Lo Beis Dira, what if it doesn't have a Beis Dira? What if it doesn't have such a thing? Reb Meir says, Mechayev, you still put a mezuzah. V'chacham in potrin. The chacham say, you're potter. V'yibay say, I give you another answer. Ha v'ha rabbanon. They're both rabbanon. V'lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, when do you have to put, when can a shul get tzaras? This be Beis Dira. When there's a house attached. When there's a room attached, right? Ha, when can a shul not get tzaras? The less le Beis Dira. When there is no such thing. V'yibay say, I'm a third answer. Ha v'ha d'lesa beis dira. Now there's no house. Ha d'krachim. When can a shul get tzaras? When it's a krachim, right? I'm sorry. When can a shul not get tzaras when it's a krachim? Why? Because the krachim were the bigger cities, And the shul was like literally like a center where people always came. It's like, you know, minion factory. Then they can't get to, it's a rabbin. Ha, dikfarim. Some guy opens up a shtiebel. It's really his house. It's really his shtul. That can get tzaras. Guy opens up his own, right? Guy opens up a storefront. The man says, hey, my new shul, my new shtiebel. That can get tzaras. Not a rabbin. It's really a yachid place. Happens to me. People come daven there. Right? That's the difference. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.